you Becklin.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
The final score in Seattle, the San Jose Sharks 4 and the Seattle Kraken 2. Third win of the season on the road for Sharks hockey. And they're even with the Kraken in the standings. Both teams have 23 points on the year. A sellout crowd of 17,151 fans was on hand at Climate Pledge Arena. Right now it's time for the Sharks Instant Replay to tell you how this victory happened. Well, in the first period, the San Jose Sharks had a pretty good head of steam, but Seattle pushed hard trying to avenge that 8-5 loss to the Sharks yesterday at SAP Center at San Jose. But Mario Ferraro at 16:54 of the first would put the Sharks in front 1-0. Here comes Granlund. Nice play through center ice, but a better play by Burakovsky defensively to slow it down. Granlund gets it back. Here's Ferraro walking in. Shooting the puck, score! Mario Ferraro getting the feed after Granlund's nice zone entry, and somehow it deflected through to Cord, and the Sharks lead 1-0 with 3:06 left in this first period. Sweet play by Mikhail Granlund to get it over to Mario Ferraro. Mario's second goal of the season, 16:54 of the first, making it 1-0 Sharks. Along with Granlund, Tim Liljegren also assisted on that play. San Jose came out early in the second period, really feeling good because Mackenzie Blackwood in the first frame was making some good saves like this one. Here come the Kraken the other way. Dunn up ice. Wenberg back checking on him, gets a piece of it, but it's fed in front. What a save by Blackwood as Brandon Tanev had a point blank chance from about 10 feet out, and Blackwood was there with 3:28 to go. That was just before the goal by Ferraro, and Tanev's opportunity could have been a deadly one for Seattle, but Blackwood was there as he was all night long.
Yeah, he was really good, and his game management is also so important for goaltenders. And what I mean by that is recognizing when it could be tilted, when you're kind of under siege, getting the face-offs that are required, calming things down. He did all of those things to what winning goaltenders do, obviously, is along with making the saves.
So it was 1-0 Sharks, in part because of the Ferraro goal and in part because of that Blackwood save on Tanev, nor towards the end of the first period. The Sharks came out strongly in the second, and for the first time this season, they would take a 2-0 lead on an opponent, and it happened at 1:51. Here's Wallman moving it out. He's got Cunnin out of the box, and here comes Delandria to Cunnin, moving in, shoot, score! Luke Cunnin just got out of the penalty box, took a drop pass there from Ty Delandria, and the Sharks are up 2-0. That was quite a play. Luke Cunnin in the box at the end of the first period for holding at 19:43. His penalty expired. He jumped onto the ice. Jake Wallman with a nice feed up, and Delandria and Cunnin combined beautifully. And I know that you were really impressed with the way that Delandria and Wallman handled that play to get it to Luke.
Yeah, it was a real smart play initially by Wallman on the exit, and then recognizing, I believe he looked up at the clock. You'd have to ask him about that, but he knew that, you know, Cunnin was coming out, so buying time on the entry was important. Delandria did a nice job of dropping that off, but not just that, having that middle lane drive, providing that double screen with himself and their defender is what allowed Cunnin to have that, make that goal.
So Luke gets his sixth goal of the season, assisted by Delandria and Wallman at 1:51. Jake Wallman extending his point scoring streak to 5 consecutive games with that assist, and he would later get another one. At 8:59 of the second period, Wallman was also involved with Macklin Celebrini to get the puck to Cody Ceci for his first road goal in what seemed like forever. Near sideboards, Eklund went back to the point, and Ceci reverses it and rims it around. Celebrini on the left wing side's got it for the Sharks. Back to the point. Nice keeping by Wallman. Goes to Celebrini. He stick handles. He shoots just wide. Rebounds there for Ceci. He scores! Cody Ceci bangs it into the net, and the Sharks lead 3-0. That was Cody Ceci's first goal ever as a member of the San Jose Sharks, assisted by Macklin Celebrini and Jake Walman. Celebrini increasing his point-scoring streak to four straight games with that helper. And how about Cody Ceci? Not only did he give the Sharks a 3-0 lead for the first time against any opponent this year, it was his first goal in 27 games overall. His last one was against the San Jose Sharks in Edmonton when he was a member of the Oilers. But this is even more amazing. It's Cody Ceci's first road goal in 128 road games dating back to November 11th, 2021, when he played for Edmonton on the road in Boston, and that made the score the Sharks 3 and the Kraken nothing. It would get even better for San Jose as Will Smith continues his scoring prowess, but it was all Mikael Granlund to get him the puck. And now the Sharks break out. Could be a 3-on-1. Down the left side, here comes Will Smith, shoots and scores! Granlund came down the left side and fed it to Will Smith, and Smith beats Decord to make it 4-0 Sharks! That was an amazing goal, and Klim Kostin, along with Granlund, got the assist. And again, I think that you saw something that was really important about that goal.
Yeah, it looked like an innocent play enough, but Klim Kostin lost his stick in the process of moving it forward to Granlund through the neutral zone. But he didn't just stop. He recognized that there was a back checker that was trying to interrupt the two-on-one between Granlund and Smith and got in his way. And because of that, that's what allowed that pass to get across to Smith. It was a fantastic saucer pass from Granlund. And then Smith wastes little time, showing tremendous chemistry with Granlund in the last few games. And he finds the back of the net once again.
So how about Will Smith starting to heat up? He's got goals in three consecutive games. And in four consecutive games, he has recorded at least 1 point. That was Will Smith's fifth of the season from Mikael Granlund and Klim Kostin at 9:45 of period number two. And that made the score 4-0 in favor of the Kraken. And that happened right after Dan Bylsma used his timeout. So the Sharks just said, I don't care if you call timeout, we're going to score again. And of course, a little later in the game, Bylsma probably would live to regret the fact that he used his timeout at that point.
Yeah, because he ended up needing it, but I get it. I always wonder why coaches, if this ended up a 5-0 game and you keep your timeout, what's the point? So I always say coaches should use their timeout if they feel it, use their trust their gut instinct. But you're absolutely right. When it became 4-2, he probably wished he had his timeout.
The Kraken would only score one goal in the second period. That came at 10:17, shortly after the Will Smith tally. Jaden Schwartz would end a lengthy goalless drought at seven games with his fifth of the season. Matty Beniers extended his first point in seven games as well with an assist. And Oliver Bjorkstrand extended his point-scoring streak to five straight games with a second assist, ending Mackenzie Blackwood's bid for a shutout. But with the score 4-1, Blackwood continued to really star in the second period. Seattle outshot the Sharks 17-10 in the second period, and Blackwood would stop 16, including one in the third period early on as well that he made to keep the score 4-1. But here's Seattle coming in really hard. Here's Larson on the point shooting it. Knocked wide there off the stick perhaps of Bjorkstrand. It was defended there in front by Ferraro. Seattle again with it. Veneers to the point. Larson the drive, save, rebound. Oh my goodness! I think that Blackwood got his left pad on that right at the short side. He did the splits and almost split in two, but was able to peek that out of the net. I don't know how he stopped that one. That was on Schwartz at the side. I thought the puck was going in.
Me too. It's amazing how big he is and how athletic and flexible he can be while still maintaining that power and control. Desperate. Amazing save on a redirection and opportunity on the back door to kick out that left pad.
Jared McCann would get another goal for the Seattle Kraken at 6:27 of the third period. It was his 10th goal of the season, set up by Andrei Burakovsky, but that was as close as the Kraken would get, although they thought they were within one goal with 8 seconds to play in the third, and their goaltender Joey Decord pulled for the extra attacker. Matty Beniers put the puck in the net, and just as we thought we were going to get set up for a face-off at center ice, suddenly the phone rang inside the official scorer's table. It was the Situation Room in Toronto initiating a referee's review for goaltender interference.
After the review that was initiated by the Situation Room, there is goaltender interference, therefore there's no goal.
And so, Yanni Gourde in the crease, and that's probably the thinking, because you're interfering with the goaltender's ability to do his job, and so the goal, apparently, that was scored by Beniers was called back.
Yeah, and I think that at the end of the day, you're in the crease, and are you preventing the goalie from making the save? I like that they still allow the referees that are reffing the game to make that determination. You're just bringing it to their attention. Yeah, with some skewed opinion, perhaps, but it allows them to take a look and afterward and see if that's what indeed they did, and they made the right call, and they called it goaltender interference.
And here's a side note. As the game ended, the Sharks came out and really congratulated Mackenzie Blackwood for his strong performance in goal. The Sharks win this game 4-2, but Blackwood with 36 saves, including 16 in the second period alone. That was a major, major part of this game, as the long change definitely affects you. The Sharks had a couple of icings as the game went on. The guys were gassed, but Blackwood just shut the door when it really, really mattered. And here's something else. Two teenagers on the Sharks roster, Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, each extended their point-scoring streaks to 4 consecutive games. Celebrini and Smith are not only the first Sharks teenagers to have concurrent 4-game point streaks, they're the first Sharks teenagers to have 4-game point streaks in the same season. So the young kids are starting to look all right for the Sharks, and they're gaining confidence, and the veterans on this team are responding to them as well.
Yeah, and Will Smith got 3 goals and 4 assists now in the last 4 games, and Celebrini has 4 goals and 3 assists. So pretty impressive that they're both heating up at the right time, and great sign to come for this group because they can be depended on. And what I really like is that they're able to spread out the offense on different lines, which makes it more difficult. They were a little bit top-heavy early on in the season. Now that we have Celebrini on that top line and you can put Granlin with Smith, it's really made it much better offensively and harder for other teams to play against.
Let's go now to the Sharks dressing room, where Luke Cunnan is very eager to stand by and chat with our good friend Jamal Mayers.
Luke, heck of a game for you guys. How difficult is it to play a team back-to-back that you beat quite handedly yesterday and you found a way to get it done today? You knew it was going to be a little bit harder, but you guys managed to do it.
We knew it was going to be tough, obviously, back-to-back. It wasn't really going to be that blowout type of game, and we had to tighten a few things up, but I think we did that there. Thought it got better throughout the game.
And you managed to score. When you came out of the box, did your eyes light up for that opportunity?
Yeah, it's always nice to get one out of the box there. It's a good play, and luckily it went in.
What did you guys have to discuss in regard to defending the 6-on-5? What was the strategy in regard to doing that? And you guys executed it to perfection.
I think, guys just buckled down. We got in lanes, got pucks out. We were obviously winning draws, which was huge. And, too bad one of those empty netters couldn't go in. But, guys did a good job getting their bodies on the line and, doing their job.
Congrats on a massive win.
Appreciate it.
For Mackenzie Blackwood, a 3-game personal losing streak comes to an end with a very strong performance. Final shots 38-23 in favor of Seattle, but the Sharks win their first game of a 6-game road trip 4-2 against the Seattle Kraken. San Jose's record now is 9-13-5. They've got 23 points, and they're all even with the Kraken in the standings in the National Hockey League's Pacific Division, as Seattle falls back to 11-13-1. This is the third Sharks road victory of the season, with perhaps much more to come on this trip. It's definitely a good start. That's it for the Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.